I'm Chaplain Karen Eden. For years, I worked as a TV reporter and journalist, covering the stories assigned to me. Today, I'm on a different assignment, and I'm taking orders from a different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Hi, everybody. I'm Master Karen, and welcome back to the Eden Assignments. I want you to say this prayer and say it every single day. It goes like this. God, may I feel deeply that all is well, and may nothing remove me from that deep conviction. Can you pray that all is well? The reason why I say that is because we're living at a time where so many people are feeling like all is not well. And a lot of that has to do with the perception of their future. The way things are going, the way businesses are going, maybe it's health issues, maybe relationship challenges. And when you're going through things like that, that's when it'll really test you to see if you really do believe. Do believe in what? Do believe in God. For me, the power of Jesus Christ. Do you believe in the power of Jesus Christ when the times are tough? Lord, may I feel deeply that all is well, and let nothing remove me from that deep conviction. Horatio Spafford was a well-to-do attorney, a brilliant man. Him and his family lived in Chicago in the 1800s. He had four daughters. One particular year, the Chicago fire broke out in the 1800s, and he lost his business. He lost everything. The whole city was taken down with that fire. It's historical. Google it. At that point, he thought, well, I'm going to send my wife and my kids, he had four daughters, across seas back to England. Let them get away, and I'll try to clean up this mess. As they were crossing, his wife and four daughters, the Atlantic to get back to England, the ship was rammed, and their ship went down. And the wife was found unconscious. However, all four daughters had drowned during that accident. Now, you would think that at that point, a lot of people would probably just go ahead and do what Job's wife in the Bible said to do. Why don't you just curse God, and just lay down and die? Because obviously, if there is a God, he wouldn't allow these things to happen to you because you're a good person. Why would these things happen to you? Surprisingly, Horatio Spafford, he boarded another ship to go back to England to be with his family, to let them know what had happened, just to get some comfort and solace. And when he was crossing over the area, the captain of the ship said, "Sir, this is where your daughters went down. This is where the boat went down. They drowned here in this part of the ocean." Instead of being overwhelmed with depression, anxiety, and sadness, Horatio Spafford, a man who was a businessman and attorney, never wrote anything a day in his life, took out pen and paper, and wrote the words to a religious song that is still sung today and very well known, the song entitled, "It Is Well With My Soul." He actually wrote the words that became a song called, "It Is Well With My Soul. Whatever my cross thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." I'm actually very familiar with that song. I actually sung it a lot as a child. If you haven't sung it or you're not familiar with it, it's okay. This day and age, you can Google it and you can see the lyrics to that song, "It Is Well With My Soul" by Horatio Spafford. You see, that's the interesting thing that I always say. You know, in a day and age right now, and again, a little disclaimer, I'm not knocking you if you're on antidepressants or need any type of medication because of mental issues. Please don't think that I am. But right now in my state alone, antidepressants are up 600% and physicians are dispensing them like candy. I know this. I know this very well. Oh, yeah, everybody's not, it's not uncommon to be in a COVID society, and you're going to feel this way. Here, take this. Being dispensed by candy. Why do you think that is? Well, a lot of it has to do with because, you know what, being in pain sucks. Nobody wants mental agony. Maybe the professional world is so worried about suicide and suicidal ideology that they think we'll just go ahead and dumb people up and medicate them, and hopefully that won't be a problem. There could be a lot of reasons, but ladies and gentlemen, having tribulation in this world is just a very common issue and part of this life. We all have to go through our share of suffering. Nobody gets through this world without their share of suffering. But I want to encourage you to hold fast to your faith if you're going through something hard right now, and give it a chance and say that prayer. May I feel deeply that all is well, and may nothing remove me from this deep conviction. Because what happens when you go through something extremely difficult, more than just it's a COVID society, is you may start to question. You know, you may wonder, you know, if there is a loving God, why do bad things happen? Because I get that question all the time as a minister, a chaplain. I get it all the time. Well, if there was a loving God, why would he allow these things to happen? You know, the Bible says that it is appointed unto man once to die. We all got to go. It's a fact. A lot of people don't like to talk about it. But the physical realm of this of our existence is very small, just a very small nominal amount. I know Wayne Dyer always said it's in parentheses. And then outside of that last parenthesis is all of eternity, and it lasts in this infinite, this string, if you want to call it, that goes on and on and on and on and on. It's a good way to look at infinity, in my opinion, the way Wayne Dyer put that. But when you look at it that way, the physical realm of what we experience is so small. The focus really needs to be on spiritual things and spiritual ways in that spiritual journey, because that's what's going to last for all eternity. The physicality will go. You know, nobody wants to get old. I kind of laugh a little bit, and hopefully I'm not laughing at you, but I see things on Facebook, and I realize that there are people who are trying to remain very valid by going to extremes, let's say, to enhance youthism. what can I say? you know, I can understand, especially if that's your practice and your business, that you feel like you have to go to the particular extremes. But you do all you want. It's not going to last forever. These rides, these bodies, I call them rides, we're going to have to kick them. They're going to break down. With age, with time, comes breakdowns. Things will start to deteriorate. And being of organic matter, it's no different for us. If you can focus a little more onto the spiritual side of things and a little less on the physical side of things, you're going to look better. You'll just look better. Your face will look better. You'll have a vibrancy around you that maybe will save you a lot of money so you don't have to go get the $200 face cream. Hey, listen, I want to look good too. I'm a girl. You know, I want to look hot. I try every day to look hot. But you got to put things into perspective. And eventually, there's only so much you can do about our physical beings starting to deteriorate, starting to degenerate. But what's on the inside, the energy on the inside, we call it our soul, and also our spirit will glow on for infinity, eternity. Infinity, it's a combination of both. It will go on forever, and this is what we need to focus on. When you put that into perspective, you have very little to be angry about God over, because he said in this life, you're going to have problems. Tribulation, it says. Tribulation is problems. He said, I've overcome it. I've already overcome all your problems. But, you know, be very cautious about where you're putting your emphasis, on the physical or on the spiritual. And maybe just in all due respect, have the humility to say, you know what, it is well with my soul. I will always say, not my will, but your will be done, Father God. Not that you don't cry. You're sad at times. You lose people close to you. Not that things won't happen. But what separates the spiritual men from the spiritual boys is that no matter what may come your way, you can say, it is well with my soul. I feel deeply that all is well, that nothing's going to remove me from the way that I feel. Let me tell you something that happened to me the other night. Let me preface this with telling you, I come from both sides of my family having issues with depression and anxiety. Big time, both sides. I thank my Lord and Savior that I'm not anyone who has ever suffered with anguish to that point, with desperation or depression or anxiety. Not that I haven't had very sad times and some bad things happen to me too, but I've never suffered to the point where I've had to go get the medication or, you know, go in for whatever mental illness treatments that I see a lot of other people in my family have had to go through. I'm not bragging, very humbly saying, thank you, Jesus, because I know that is just a horrible, horrible situation, you know, when you're your worst enemy, when everything worse in the world is right in your own head and you're fighting yourself. It's a horrible situation. It's hard to get out of once you go into it. But a couple of nights ago, I had something interesting happen. I was awakened about 3 in the morning, and for an entire hour, I was just being pillaged with all the bad things that could happen in my future, all the things that could go wrong. You name it. It was popping up in my head. I'm like, where is this coming from? You know, I recognize that as a spiritual attack. Okay, if you don't realize that I'm a religious person and this is somewhat of a religious show, you might want to turn it off now because I'm going to get real, real religious right now. I realize this as a spiritual attack, ladies and gentlemen, that I was awakened from a dead, beautiful sleep at 3 in the morning for about an hour, everything playing in my head that could possibly go wrong with everything in my life, my future, what could happen, what could happen with loved ones, this, that, and everything else. I had to do some serious spiritual warfare at that point. I had to pull out some big guns to mitigate the issue that was playing over early in the morning. I had to come to the understanding of who I am and what I really believed in with this attack. By the time that hour was over, I had enough knowledge and understanding of how to combat that spiritual attack, and I got it under control. And it ended with me knowing, as a warrior for Christ, that I had my hands raised to heaven, saying, I will raise you and I will praise you, my Lord and Savior. And an interesting thing happened. It went away like that. It went away like that. I come to understand that when you get these evil, horrible feelings and thoughts in your mind, in your head, I call it spiritual attacks, demonic attacks, evil. It can't live through that praise, ladies and gentlemen, and it can't live through the love that is expressed and the praise that is expressed from your heart that says, no matter what, I will be full on for what I believe. And nothing can stop me from this deep conviction. I believe that all is well and will continue to be well in my future. Now, I know other people tell me that sometimes they can't sleep at night and a lot of this stuff plays over and over and over in your head. If that's you, I want you to try it. That panic and anxiety that comes to you in the middle of the night. May I feel deeply that all is well. Father God, let nothing remove me from that deep conviction. And a lot of you thought you were going to listen to a martial arts show. Well, I also am an ordained chaplain. I'm also a martial arts grandmaster. I do have 7 black belts. I'm a 7th degree martial arts master. And if you want to know something, ladies and gentlemen, martial arts made me more spiritual. It made me more firm in what I believe. It's a great combination, body, mind, and spirit all working together to get you to that point where you feel like you can combat the things that come your way. Remember, in this world, you will have issues. The Bible says you will. There's no one that's going to escape issues, financial, perhaps health, relationship issues. But you know what? Be of good cheer because, Father God, through the power of Jesus Christ, said, I've overcome the world. Outside of that, you know, Winston Churchill said, if you're going through hell, just keep going. That's a pretty cool saying. Mike Tyson said, tough times never last. It's true. Sometimes a lot of us, we sit around and we wait for the other shoe to drop. You know, a lot of my women, my lady, my girly girlfriends, we do this. When things are going really good, you're like, okay, this is suspicious to me that everything's good. What's going to happen? Something's going to happen. I know that other shoe's going to drop. There's no way it's going to be good for me, not me. It's not the way my life rolls. My life never has been that rolly, not in good things. A lot of people feel that way. And I'm going to tell you that you have to be careful what you say. Whether you believe in spiritual things or not, what you communicate in your thoughts and what you say through your tongue will cause things to happen. It will cause things to happen. So after you're careful about what you say, change what you say. And understand that you were created in the image of God and you have every right, full dominion, power, and authority over all things that aren't good. Full dominion and power and authority over all things that are evil. Bad luck, bad things, the shoe dropping, whatever you want to call it, you have authority over it. Take authority over it. This is part of your spiritual journey to understand taking spiritual authority over things. I wonder sometimes if what separates me out from the other people that I know that have struggled so terribly with mental issues for generations in my family on both sides, could it be the fact that by the grace of God, I understand the spiritual tool of taking authority over things? Could it be? Could it be what you need to do before you go to that doctor and get those antidepressants? Could it be that you just have never been told to take spiritual authority over the things that are attacking you in your life? Maybe nobody ever told you have that tool available to you if you believe in the power of Jesus Christ to take full authority over anything that comes your way. Instead of giving in to the panic, instead of giving in to the fear of the future, take authority over it, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know exactly what that means, I want you to hit me up because I'm going to tell you. I'm going to walk you through it and show you how to do that. It's not difficult. As long as you understand and you've got that power source, it's not hard. You can do all things, anything. All things are possible. Listen, if you're spiritual and you don't believe in miracles, well, we got a little problem. We've got trust issues with God. So don't tell me you're a spiritual person and you don't believe in miracles. Because there's something really wrong with that. I say that because I've had somebody tell me that. I believe in God. I go to church. But I think miracles, that's something that happened back in his time when he had his 12 disciples. Oh, really? Well, that's not the God that I believe in. Your God, you say you're Christian, well, that's not my God. That's not what my God, oh yeah, God's so small he can't even do a miracle? Come on! Expect it. Expect miraculous, supernatural things to happen in your life. You have that authority too. You have the authority to have good things, good relationships, good health and money coming in. If you have the power source. The power source, ladies and gentlemen, my power source is Jesus Christ. I say that because there's a lot of power sources out there. And there's a lot of power sources out there that are really beefing up their promotional availability to get people to come in and talk about having power, spells and curses and this and that and everything else. Hey, it works. Yes, that's right. I told you, it works. But it's not my power source. And it's not the power source. That is a power source that will come back and come calling on you in a very, very bad way. The greatest power of all, ladies and gentlemen, was through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross by his blood. You say, well, I don't understand it either, Master Karen. Well, you can Google me. I'll tell you about that, too. I'll tell you about that, too. Let's just keep it simple right now, because a lot of people are on the very early stages of a spiritual journey. One good thing about tough times, and man, has our country gone through some tough times this past year? The world has. One good thing is it will make you search your soul, won't it? It makes you soul search and decide who you are and what you believe in. Hey, Wiccan is up. Paganism, witchcraft, all that stuff is just up and off the charts right now. Am I picking on you because you're a witch? All right, maybe a little. Maybe a little. I'm surrounded by Wiccan people. Why? Everywhere I go. I can't. I'm serious. Sit on a bus. Are you a Wiccan yet? Okay. Well, you know, I don't have a problem. I'm going to tell you the truth. I've led about 4 witches to Christ. It was not difficult at all. Just telling the truth. I don't know why that's on my path all the time. But if that's you, I want you to know that I understand that you're looking for power. And you may have experienced some power with what you're doing. But it will come back to bite you. Because that power comes from hell. My power comes from heaven. That's right, I said it. Your power comes from hell. Okay, I want to thank all 2 of you that are still listening right now. No, God's will be done. I'm going to tell you something else. I don't care who's listening. I don't care who listens or doesn't listen. I care if nobody listens. Still got to get that word out. Got to vocalize it. Speak it with my mouth. Got to get that word out. Because it will not return void. According to what my Bible says, it won't come back to me void. So if nobody listens, I will sit here in this room and still speak this and record it. It's okay. Lord, may I feel deeply that all is well. Let nothing remove me from this deep conviction. That is a blessing. See, the other power sources, they use a lot of curses. You can use a blessing. Use a blessing. Out of the same mouth, you cannot have both blessing and curses. Out of that one same mouth. That's what the Bible says. You cannot have both. Spells are curses. But you can bless, and you should bless. Say the prayer with me, ladies and gentlemen. Say it every day if you're going through a tough time. Believe it. Know that your faith, if you tell me you believe in God, is that you believe that everything's going to be okay, even if you don't feel like it right now. You have to hold fast to that. Hold fast to it and just put one foot in front of the other. Sometimes life's so heavy and so hard, you do that. You just put one foot in front of the other. Sometimes it's so dark you can't even see. You just put one foot in front of the other and believe that everything's going to be okay. Because that's what Father God wants for you, and you're created in his image. That's my message for you this week. I feel very strongly led to tell you that. To know that what faith really is believing that everything will be okay in spite of how it looks right now. And I know a lot of people are struggling right now in a lot of different ways. Give your faith a chance before you make that appointment with your psychiatrist. Give yourself a chance. I'm not picking on psychiatrists either. My dad was actually a psychiatrist. May he rest in peace. May he rest in peace, January 20th. He was not in peace. My father is no longer here. He took himself out with his own hand, January the 20th. Posted a picture of me and him on my Facebook page if you want to look at it. I'm not saying that this is everybody's story who is a psychiatrist. I'm not saying there aren't good psychiatrists. I'm just saying my dad, in all his infinite knowledge of how the mind works, was not a man who had peace. And I hope and pray he is resting in peace, Daddy. Hope you are. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's anything I can do for you, you can hit me up. I'm all over the place. I'm all over the place. Find me, hit me up, social media. My email address is KarenEden@CenturyLink.net. CenturyLink, KarenEden@CenturyLink.net. If you would like to email me. I got a trip coming up in March. I'm going to go out and see my brothers and sisters in the Lumbee tribe. It's in North Carolina. God put it in all my heart to help Native American people because nobody else helps them. They got a lot of issues. Poorest ethnic group in our country, ladies and gentlemen, some of them don't even have electricity, some of these tribes. It's bad, 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 bad. I got some Native American. I've got a lot of stuff, but I have Native American. I highly identify with it, and it's just upon my heart to help them. So I'm going out to the Lumbee tribe, and I'm also going to do some speaking engagements in Virginia. As we get closer to those dates, I will let you know. So North Carolina, Virginia, I'll be headed that way in a few weeks. Finally, this stuff's starting to loosen up a little bit, right? You know, people who are speakers and, you know, go see people, it's been a little bit tough. It's been a little bit hard because, you know, you're called to do something. You're a communicator. But that's all right. I'm here. I take a lot of vitamins, but I'm not on antidepressants. All right, listen. You pray for me, okay? How about we do that, and I'll just pray for you too. That's my blog this week. Just felt like I needed to say that. I'll talk to you guys later. God bless you. See you next time on The Eden Assignment. Bye-bye.